Well, it is May. We are still a few months away from the start of the fall semester at UNC, but not too far away. And that means colleges and universities are having to plan for the fall semester, and athletic teams are having to plan for the fall sports season. Still a lot of uncertainty there. And teams are having to plan in the context of COVID-19, where we're not 100% sure what the situation is going to be in a few months. What does that mean for coaches, for players, for staff? How are teams and players managing to adapt through all of this? We're joined on the phone right now by Courtney Banghart, who is the head coach of the UNC women's basketball team. Just wrapped up her first season at Carolina. Really terrific season and a lot of promise for the future, but of course a very uncertain future as well with COVID-19. Coach Banghart, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's fun to talk about the future as we're all sort of stuck in the present here a bit too much, I think.
So before we get to the future, let's quickly talk about the present. How have you been holding up through this? How have the players been?
You know, I think the players have done what we hope, and that is you set these big goals and you try to achieve them regardless of the obstacle. And, you know, for our seniors, they all had to miss out on their senior spring and all seven graduated. And then for our returners, you know, most have had their very best academic term. And so they've really dove in. They're getting some agility work in and their strength work in as best they can at home. But, you know, they're hanging in as best they can, I think.
What has changed for you? What would you ordinarily be doing right now in terms of working with the players, recruiting, and how has that changed this spring?
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest thing is that, you know, in the recruiting space, mm-hmm. right? So it's my first full spring here, and that opportunity to have players come on campus either officially, which is that sort of 48-hour paid visit, or unofficially, which is they just are maybe younger and they're on their way through town and are taking a serious look at some colleges. You know, for us to be able to show Carolina's campus and the ethos of the community, as well as sort of our new coaching staff and our players. And that's been a real disadvantage because of our newness to this place. And so that's been significant. And then, of course, the concept of the spring being a great time to work on your individual skill development. And I love to be on the court with that. And they've had to sort of, that's been taken away. And we're doing that more remotely, which obviously is really difficult. So, you know, it's affected us all. And it's put a little bit of a, this pandemic has put a little bit of a global reset on us all. And we're trying to see the positives as a little more family time and a chance to work on some flexibility and some things that usually get left aside.
Speaking with Coach Courtney Banghart again, UNC women's basketball just wrapped up a really terrific season. And I know everything really ended abruptly there, but still a terrific season, big turnaround from previous years, and obviously a lot of promise for the future. So in spite of the way that it ended, how was the season for you? What are your thoughts about season one?
Yeah, you know, it was such a special place to have my first year. You know, I had came. Like any time there's a transition, there's a year of disruption or a couple years of disruption. And I was so warmly welcomed. The crowd at Carmichael grew and grew and grew. And I'm so proud of it. I feel so loved by that community. And then our players, you know, they trusted me through the process. And obviously some huge highs. We ended up hitting the injury bug a little bit too late in the season to recover from. So, you know, when you have seven in uniform for the last seven games of your season, that's not going to go well. But you know, there's a lot to build on. We have a top 10 recruiting class in the country coming in. It's a really cool place to be, and I'm certainly honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm super, super excited about the future of Tar Heel women's basketball. It's going to be a really good run. So thinking about the fall semester and getting into basketball season a couple months in, how are you planning in the midst of all of this uncertainty and we don't know what September, October is going to look like? How are you making plans?
Oh, that's the best part, right? Is when I get this job, I got it about a year ago now, and or a little bit like, you know, basically the 1st of May, and you're immediately hiring, you know, seven staff people, and you're trying to, you know, maintain your current roster. You're trying to build to the future roster. And so some of the things in terms of how you're going to go about building the base functionally on the court gets a little bit left behind. And now, you know, I've had a lot of time to sort through the progressions and the film stuff that's going to help us grow on the court. So this, in a way, this has been really good. You know, outside of the recruiting and outside of the individual skill development, we feel more ready than ever to attack the season.
How you mentioned it's a disadvantage with not being able to do the typical recruiting activities. No other school really is either. So is everyone equally disadvantaged, or are some more than others, do you think?
You know, I think there's the part of the disadvantage we have here is I just got here, right? And so, you know, if you're the regional schools with Coach P and Coach Wes Moore, you know, they've been there a long time. So they've got their depth. They've got their depth in the younger classes that have been on campus, I'm sure, or whatnot. I mean, we're just newer. So they don't get to see Carolina through our eyes and meet our people until they can come on campus. So, you know, for the younger group and even for the 21s, that this is the time that they would be making decisions. That's a bit of a disadvantage, but you know, again, life doesn't stop for those that are disadvantaged, right? You just keep going, and the leaders find a way, and that's what we're doing.
Absolutely. So again, speaking with head coach Courtney Banghart, UNC women's basketball. So basketball season, the on the court season, doesn't begin until November, but we're not sure at all what November is going to look like. So What are you hearing in terms of conversations about what to anticipate or what to plan for, and what are you expecting to be the case as we get into the fall?
You know, I think every institution understands that the health and safety of our population is most important, and so that's kind of, there's a task force that nothing happens until that group can ensure that we can maintain that, right? And then at the same time, these are institutions that recognize that the student athlete experience and the student experience is really important. And Carolina is a very residential place, you know, and so having people on campus is very different than having remote learning, of course, for athletes and for non-athletes. So it's kind of that mix and match of trying to ensure, number one, the health and safety of our population, and then how to phase back in where people can get back to the things and the place that they call home. So, you know, I think there's great optimism, and there's a lot of smart people in the sciences that are working hard and helping our whole country through this. But there's also trepidation about understanding that we're taking, this is people's lives. This is more important than athletics. So, you know, we're a little bit less than what's happening up in the Northeast, thankfully. But we're planning to be ready to go by the start of school in the fall and hoping to get our athletes back a little bit early here in the summer. But, you know, we're waiting for that green light like everybody else.
I don't know if you've even had a chance to think about this yet, but what would it take for you to be 100% comfortable saying, okay, we're good to go, let's go? Like, are there metrics that you're looking at or numbers, or are you just waiting for the green light from the school?
Yeah, you know, I think I always say this, there's an element of risk in all that we do. And we take calculated risks every day, all of us, when we drive to work, right? And so, you know, I'm going to lean on the people that are a lot smarter than me and that are that this is in their wheelhouse in terms of, you know, if we don't have a vaccination, if we don't have a cure, maybe you're risking your safety. I don't know. But as soon as I'm told from the people that are in these decisions in a health standpoint daily that it is safe to resume work, I'm all in. I'm actually at work now because I have a big office and nobody's in it. So, I'm using this space as a time to get away from my three small children and get some work done. So yeah, I'm not gonna be a doctor. I'm gonna follow the leadership in Bubba Cunningham and the leadership of our medical community. And when they say go, I'm full go.
Will you also have those conversations with your players as well?
Yeah, I think you never want to put someone in a position where they're not comfortable. That's whether there's COVID or not. And so yeah, absolutely. That's a huge priority. Is that, you know, once we're given the green light, everyone has an opportunity, depending on why that green light came to be, has an opportunity to make decisions that they think are right for themselves when it involves health and safety, always, you know. So I think, you know, I have full confidence that people are going to follow the leadership ahead of us as we've done all along.
Speaking with Coach Courtney Banghart, and we'll have to start wrapping up here in a couple of minutes, but give us a rundown of the upgrades that are happening to the facilities or the upgrades that are being planned, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now with women's basketball too, right?
Yeah, there is. You know, I think part of it you have to remember is that this is all, you know, these plans take a year or more to see and to fruition given the coding and licensing that needs to happen. And so COVID-19 has thrown a wrench into some plans, right? Because this is real. People are being furloughed across our country. Mm-hmm. People are unemployed, you know, so you sort of want to be mindful of that. But, you know, we know that a new practice gym that's really going to be useful and provide immediate value to our program and a lot of other programs has been designed. And we know where it's going. We know what it's going to look like. And we're ready for it to continue to be built as soon as things are in a safe place financially and health-wise to do so. And then some of our internal spaces, offices and locker room and things like that. You know, again, these were way before COVID-19 that have been finalized and the funding's been finalized. But if the funding is needed in order to get students back on campus in a place where they can call home, you know, then we're willing to push back time a little bit. You know, obviously this is life's a team sport and I claim to be a very good teammate.
And then finally, as we get into the fall, I know Tar Heel fans are really excited about getting just sports back in general, and there's a lot of excitement specifically about women's basketball. How excited are you about the upcoming season?
Yeah, you know, year two, it's great. I mean, like I said, this is a top 10 recruiting class in the entire country out of 350 Division I programs. So we've got a lot of new faces in this program that I'm really excited about. And, you know, we've got we have really strong leadership that's returning, you know, Janelle being an all-league player for many years in her career. So it's just that it's gonna be a different roster than it was last year, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Should be a great season when you're able to get back on the court. Let's hope that happens as soon as possible. Head coach Courtney Banghart, Tar Heel women's basketball. Thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm so happy to do it. I thank you as well.